Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the health show created to bring you vital information and discussion of all kinds of health issues on your mind and in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, let's clarify what that means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the United States with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or that between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but it will always be founded on our gentle, hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as problems like chronic headache, post-concussion syndrome, gastrointestinal disturbance, sleep problems, allergies, and many other issues. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's going on, as well as offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, let me just remind you that you can listen to all of the prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as back pain and nutrition, by going to the Goldman Tripp website, www.goldmantripp.net, where you can click on the radio show icon, then scroll down and click on the individual shows by topic. There are now nearly 50 shows available. You can also get the most recent show podcasts on the Robinhood Radio website itself in the on-demand section. It's amazingly convenient. Today we're going to continue our series on the human endocrine system. That is, our system of glands that control so much of our physiology and function. To review a bit, the endocrine system glands produce and secrete hormones, that is, chemicals produced in the body that regulate the activity of cells or organs by acting as chemical messengers. These hormones are produced by the gland and then are circulated to the target tissues to regulate the body's growth, metabolism, and sexual development and function. The hormones are released into the bloodstream and may affect one or several sets of organs, tissues, or specific cells throughout the body. The components of the endocrine system are the hypothalamus, pituitary, thyroid, parathyroids, pineal, adrenals, pancreas, and reproductive organs, ovaries and testes. The endocrine system is regulated by what we call a feedback mechanism, that is, in an analogous way that a thermostat regulates the temperature in a room. Most of the glands are regulated by the hypothalamus and pituitary in concert. The hypothalamus is part of your brain. The pituitary gland is that small gland that sits suspended from the hypothalamus and resting in a bony saddle in the middle of your skull, just below your brain. The hypothalamus and pituitary sample levels of different active hormones in your blood and respond to those levels by secreting controlling hormones that tell the glands to make more of their specific hormones if the levels are low, or in some cases inhibit those glands from making more of their hormones if the levels are high. The hypothalamus and pituitary are the controlling entities for most of the endocrine system. In general, the hypothalamus acts by controlling the pituitary, which then sends out the specific stimulating hormone for a given gland. The hypothalamus influences the functions of temperature regulation, hunger and food intake, thirst and water intake, sleep and wake patterns, emotional behavior, and memory. In the first show, we considered the thyroid gland. In the prior show, we considered the pituitary gland. Today, we're going to look at the parathyroid glands that work so closely with the thyroid. The parathyroid glands are a key regulator of calcium levels in the blood and respond to the interactions between the digestive system, the kidneys, and the thyroid gland that affect calcium levels in the blood. So let's have a really quick review of the basics of thyroid function. The thyroid is responsible for producing two hormones, thyroxine, or thyroid hormone, and calcitonin. Thyroxine is responsible for stimulating all aspects of metabolism, including many aspects of growth and development from infancy to adulthood, including normal musculoskeletal and central nervous system development. Calcitonin is part of the complex set of hormone interactions that are responsible for ensuring the balance of bone growth and turnover throughout our skeletal system. Meanwhile, the big picture is that thyroid hormones are vital to energy metabolism, liver, and cardiovascular health and immune function. Too much thyroid hormone gives us one set of problems. Too little thyroid hormone gives us a different set of problems, although the symptoms can overlap and so be a bit confusing. To tackle today's topic, the parathyroid glands then are a set of four tiny glands nestled up against the back surfaces of the two lobes of the thyroid gland that wrap around the trachea or windpipe. Para means near or around. The parathyroids sit between the thyroid tissue and the trachea that the thyroid lobes wrap around. The four parathyroids are each about the size of a very small pencil eraser or a fat grain of rice, although they are more bean-like in shape than most erasers or rice grains. Each parathyroid weighs in at about 30 to 40 milligrams, a little more than that pencil eraser. We think of them as two pairs of glands with a superior and an inferior gland in each pair, one above the other on each lobe of the thyroid gland. The parathyroids were first recorded in the Western world in 1880 by Ivar Sandström, a Swedish medical student. Never doubt the ingenuity of proactive medical students. Each of the four parathyroid glands is autonomous within its own tiny capsule and has its own set of discrete arterial and venous circulation. The parathyroid glands make their own hormone called, logically enough, parathyroid hormone, or PTH for short. There are multiple types of cells in the parathyroid glands. The cells that make PTH are called chief cells. Parathyroid hormone is key to calcium metabolism and bone health, as we shall see. When calcium is low in the blood, the parathyroid glands secrete PTH, which stimulates the normal turnover and breakdown process in our bones, thereby releasing calcium from the bones into the blood. PTH also inhibits calcium excretion by the kidneys, so they retain more calcium in the blood as it is filtered in that kidney. And PTH stimulates calcium absorption in the gut, all leading to higher blood calcium levels as we create more calcium through bone breakdown, absorb more dietary calcium, and release less calcium through the normal functioning of the kidneys. If the calcium levels then rise too high, the thyroid produces a balancing hormone called calcitonin that inhibits bone turnover, inhibits calcium absorption in the gut and promotes calcium excretion from the kidneys, thus leading to lower calcium levels in the blood. Calcium levels in the blood are very tightly regulated, as calcium is so important to so many different physiological processes, not to mention being a key structural element in bones and teeth. If this tight regulation goes awry, we can have all kinds of problems. With regard to the parathyroid glands, the most common problems result from overactivity of those glands or hyperparathyroidism. Hyperparathyroidism is a condition in which one or more of the four parathyroid glands becomes overactive and secretes too much parathyroid hormone. This causes the levels of calcium in the blood to rise, a condition known as hypercalcemia. In hyperparathyroidism, the parathyroid glands make too much PTH regardless of how high the blood calcium has risen. This overproduction of PTH then continues to stimulate bone breakdown and calcium release and can lead to serious osteoporosis, as well as other vague symptoms like headache and fatigue. The most common cause of excess PTH production is the development of a benign, in other words, non-cancerous, tumor in one of the parathyroid glands. This enlargement of one parathyroid gland is called a parathyroid adenoma, and it accounts for 96% of all patients with primary hyperparathyroidism. Surgical removal is the usual cure. Hypoparathyroidism is the opposite situation, in which the parathyroid glands are underactive and make too little PTH, even when blood calcium is too low. Symptoms are related to the inability of the musculoskeletal system to function normally, as calcium is needed for muscle contraction, among other things. Symptoms can range from quite mild, with tingling in the hands, fingers, and around the mouth, to severe muscle cramps. The most severe symptoms are actually a kind of tetany, meaning severe, comprehensive muscle cramping throughout the body, and even rarely with convulsions. Primary parathyroid gland insufficiency is very rare, but it can occur. The most common cause of hypoparathyroidism is the loss of active parathyroid tissue following thyroid or parathyroid surgery, leading to an inadequate amount of parathyroid tissue being left behind to make the PTH. Even more rare is a congenital defect present at birth, where a person is born without parathyroid glands. Occasionally, the specific cause of hypoparathyroidism can't be determined. The physiology of parathyroid hormone is closely integrated with all aspects of calcium metabolism, including the involvement of vitamin D. Recall that vitamin D is required as part of our ability to absorb calcium from the gut. If we are chronically deficient in vitamin D, this can interfere with our ability to absorb sufficient dietary calcium, and then our blood calcium levels can seem too low to the parathyroid gland, which then responds by overproducing more and more PTH to try and raise the blood calcium levels through bone breakdown, actually leading to a kind of secondary or pseudo hyperparathyroidism. Parathyroid hormone also stimulates the activity of one of the body's normal enzymes that converts the inactive form of vitamin D to the active form of vitamin D. This is another attempt by the parathyroids to increase calcium levels in the blood by having more active vitamin D around, which could therefore stimulate increased calcium absorption in the gut. All of these interactions are part of why it's very important to have your blood vitamin D levels checked regularly, along with your basic blood work that looks at calcium and other mineral and electrolyte blood levels. Again, a long list of environmental pollutants and agricultural chemicals have been found to disrupt endocrine function at many levels in people and animals, including the parathyroid glands. So be very cautious when using any household or landscape chemicals. These chemicals are called endocrine disrupting chemicals, and they're defined by the World Health Organization as, quote, an exogenous substance or mixture that alters function of the endocrine system and consequently causes adverse health effects, end quote. The UN published a list of these chemicals in 2018, and more information on this is available at www.unenvironment.org. In concert with all of its regulatory effects, the comprehensive endocrine system is intimately involved with the nervous system and the immune system and can have profound effects on all aspects of our general well-being and health. Any new or concerning symptoms should always be evaluated by a physician. If you think you may have an endocrine problem, including the parathyroid glands, you should be evaluated by a physician and potentially also by an endocrinologist. The parathyroid glands, like all the endocrine glands, are key to the complex integrated function of your entire endocrine system and therefore to your overall health. Through coordination by the hypothalamus and pituitary, as well as by the primary responses of all of the endocrine glands and their associated responding organs, all these complex integrated physiological functions remain in normal and appropriate balance. So how do we keep our parathyroid glands healthy? Eat a well-balanced, toxin-free diet. Maintain adequate hydration and avoid head injuries, smoking, excess radiation, and environmental pollutants. Avoid using any supplemental hormones and only use calcium supplementation as directed. Always use these supplements with the direction of a knowledgeable physician. Get plenty of fresh air, stretching, and exercise that helps minimize stress and stimulates your respiratory and cardiovascular systems. Be aware that anything that leads to significant restriction of the muscles and fascias in the neck can potentially impact the health of the thyroid and parathyroid glands. Exercise and gentle stretching programs that keep your neck flexible and strong to ensure good blood flow and lymphatic drainage to and from the neck, head, and brain will be beneficial to the health of these glands. Which brings me back to osteopathy and to the close of today's show with a reminder that an osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be very helpful for endocrine issues of all kinds, working gently with our hands, with the involved organs, nerves, vasculature, fascias, capsules, and associated tissues to release restrictions in the physical tissues of the neck and glands, the diaphragm, and blood and lymphatic flow, as well as to help balance the autonomic nervous system function based on anatomical detail, and to help with nutritional issues and support for whatever procedures or treatments you may be going through. Recall that all the endocrine system is a complex physical entity with connections between all the parts that need to be open, flexible, and moving freely, with excellent neural conduction from the nerves, optimal arterial and venous blood flow, and lymphatic drainage to remain healthy, vital, and functioning normally. Well, here we are out of time again. This is the end of the next in our series on the endocrine system, but there will be more. You can revisit these show podcasts anytime on the Goldman Trip website. Meanwhile, thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. You can email your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and you'd like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we're at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut. Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, with evening hours Wednesdays and Fridays, or on the web at www.goldmantripp.net. I'll look forward to being with you next time. Until then, take care of yourself, enjoy your health, and thank you for listening.